Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Monique. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, ma'am? I was redirected to y'all when I was trying to file my claim online, and then gave me y'all number to call. And then I had called y'all, and you all banked, and somebody literally raised up in my face.
Can I have your social?
416-516-5593.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Jaquela Smith. That is J-I-Q-U-A-L-A. Last name Smith. S-M-I-T-H.
Your date of birth?
10-23-1999.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for 100 or more? Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am. I got Alabama ID, though.
Okay, what's the number?
It is I-0067-895.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive payments.
Ma'am?
If you are approved of benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AM Advantage prepaid card. The prepaid benefits card takes additionally 5 to 7 days to be.
I would rather do checking.
Can I have your round number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, my routing number is 041-215-663.
Your bank account number?
Okay, give me 1 second for that one, please. Be on mine. Because I'm going to need internet to even much get my bank account number. Hello. Just give me 1 second, man. I'm just gonna get it. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Show me my right now. Hold on, ma'am. I'm going to it right now. Please let me phone. For some reason, I'm wrong. Hold on, man. For some reason, it's not. Let me. Hold on. Jeez. Sorry. For some reason, it's not. Let me see my account number.
Do you want to just give me a call back?
No. You mind if I can try my chime real fast?
That's not gonna work.
Oh, Chime, y'all don't send a Chime?
No, we don't accept Chime.
So y'all only accept, like, Cash App and things like that?
We don't accept Cash App. We don't accept none of that.
Oh, well, I can just do the benefit card thing, I guess. I would say that'll be the best option. That's a good option because I would say I would just go get it.
Ma'am.
I would say, is the card a good option? Because I was going to just use my own stuff, but I can't get it myself. And I don't know about the little card.
Can I have your address?
It is 3059. 30th Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35207.
Is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
Ma'am.
Is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
What is your telephone number?
205-427-1560.
You said it was at what now?
205-427-1560.
You said it was 3059 30th Avenue North, Birmingham, AL 35207.
You said what, ma'am?
I've repeated your address to you. Ma'am, I can't hear you. You have a lot of static in your background.
I'm sorry, ma'am. That's my charger. Talk. You can repeat yourself now.
I'm finna ask you some generated questions.
I'm ready.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Which of the following street addresses in Columbus have you ever lived at or been associated? Ma'am?
What was your question?
I'm trying to tell you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which of the following street addresses in Columbus have you ever been have you ever lived at or been associated with? 3700 Burn Vista Road, 6330 Blanchard Street Court, 6518 Clearwater Drive, 6608 High Ridge Drive, or none of the above. You're not familiar with this property.
The first one, 3700 Buena Vista.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Hampton, Reno, South Portland, or Wichita?
Which of the following? What I attended? What?
College.
I never attended college.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 117 Cedar Crest, 1212 Place, 3968 Sharon Church Road, or 4529 Highway 36, or you've never been associated with this address?
3968 Sharon Church Road.
Did you file or receive unemployment in another state with the last 12 months? Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for DUA, disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
What's your last day at work?
Last day that I ever worked?
Yes.
2021.
The last day you worked, you physically worked. The last day you physically worked.
I say August the 15th, 2021.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Most recent who?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in normal trade or occupation?
And I'm available for what?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'm willing to travel 10, 15.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
12.
Do you obtain the work through a union hiring hall?
Do I obtain work through a hiring hall?
Yes.
No.
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
My last job title, I was a nursing assistant.
You are what now?
A nursing assistant.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Uh-uh.
So you're not looking for to be a nurse assistant anymore?
No, ma'am.
What kind of job are you looking for?
But matter of fact, you can put that one down. But I'm sorry, ma'am. You can put that one down. I can be looking for you.
What's your most recent employer?
It was Mount Royal Towers.
Do you have your telephone number?
Yes, I can look it up for you right now. You can let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it is 205. 2.
Hello?
2. I'm sorry, ma'am. My call put you on hold. It's 205. Oh. I'm sorry, ma'am. It's 205. I'm about to go back to
work.
You can hear me, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 205-870-5666.
What was your start date?
your calendar at? Okay, I don't know the specific date, but I had started the job around July the 8th. I don't know the specific date, but it was July the 8th, 2021.
What's the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was August the 14th, 2021, around that time. That ain't the exact date, but it was around that time.
City and state the job was it performed in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick pay, or holiday?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Ma'am?
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
Because of the simple fact, my child had ended up getting to the hospital. She had ended up getting her hands burned, and I was out longer than I expected. And they told me they couldn't, you know, that I was out longer than I expected, and I couldn't, you know, I got fired, I guess.
So were you discharged, quit, other, or lack of work?
You said was it discharge or lack of work? I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you repeat yourself?
Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work.
Other.
Who is the person that terminated you?
Her name was Dante. Miss Dante. Miss Dante, that's her name.
Where were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
It was through a paper in the mail. They sent me a paper of my termination.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I tried to call them back and things like that to let them know. Matter of fact, they been knew I was in the hospital from the get-go, but I had tried to call them back because they had said that if we was going to be out more than 2 weeks, then we was going to be terminated. But I wasn't out for nothing but a week and actually like 3 days. But I tried to get my job back by calling them, and they told me I couldn't get my job back, and she was going to see about it, but she never got back with me.
I'm going to give you a 4-digit pin. Are you ready for that?
No, ma'am. Give me 1 second to grab my pin. All righty, I'm ready.
93.99. The following question The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work actively, seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you file through the internet, the website is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the phone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on the next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Smith, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. So that means I already filed and stuff for this week, right?
No, you called in.
Okay,
you gotta call
so
Sunday.
Okay, so I call y'all Sunday. I don't go online.
You can go online if you would like.
Okay, yeah, that's why I was asking you. Did I file this week or anything like that?
You already filed, or you're filing a new claim? You did a new claim, right? This is a new claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you start filing your claims on Sunday, every Sunday.
Okay, thank you, and that's it.
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right, thank you so much.